Let us lift up our hearts in a festival of light. The essence of this ceremony has been passed down from ancient times. O waves that we are on the bosom of the infinite sea, joyfully together, let us celebrate our own greater reality. For now, by God's grace, our redemption is at hand. The promise has been given. The divine light returning anew to earth has given us power, as the Holy Bible proclaims, to become the sons of God. Into our hands have been delivered the sacred keys of awakening. Abundant now is our hope. The Lord, through the Bhagavad Gita, promised even the worst of sinners, by steadfast meditation on me, speedily comes to me. Again, in that holy scripture, he declared, even a little practice of this inward religion will free one from dire fears and colossal sufferings. And whereas suffering and sorrow in the past were the coin of man's redemption, for us now the payment has been exchanged for calm acceptance and joy. Thus may we understand that pain is the fruit of self-love, whereas joy is the fruit of love for God. From sun and moon and all the stars, from glistening seas, high mountains, desert solitudes, and vast fruitful plains, and from the hearts of mankind and of creatures everywhere, goes up in wordless yearning a prayer for redemption. Please stand. Repeat after me, O mighty source of all that is.
O mighty source of all that is.
From sorrow lead us to everlasting joy.
From sorrow lead us to everlasting joy.
From darkness lead us to infinite light.
From darkness lead us to infinite light.
From death lead us to immortality.
From death lead us to immortality.
Om.
Om.
Peace.
Peace.
Amen. Please be seated. A fledgling bird once flew out into the world, gained strength and wisdom, its parents told it, and what you acquire, share with others, even as we have shared with you, for you are a part of all that is. Thus, Lord, we left you countless eons ago. Ours was a holy mission. You charged us to learn great lessons from life, to be fruitful in the gifts you had given us, to expand and multiply them. Alas, we abandoned our mission. Instead, we hoarded selfishly, nor did wisdom come to us when repeatedly we lost everything we had. For the young bird in flight for the first time gloried in its newfound strength. It began to think, how foolish I would be to share my strength with anyone. What else is wisdom, if not to keep what is mine for myself? And so we, like that bird, entered upon the second stage of the soul's long journey, away from its home in God, the stage which is called the revolt. That bird's brief day was like eons of our time. When afternoon came, it entered a storm cloud and soon found itself struggling for its life. Wind and rain lashed at its wings. The more it fought back, the weaker it became. Give yourself into my hands, cried the wind. To your strength I can then add my own. At last, the little bird heeded this counsel. And then suddenly it found itself soaring, joyously high above the clouds. Hours passed, and night fell. The little bird grew afraid. How, it cried, can I fly in this darkness? And the night whispered, fear not, for lo, peace awaits you in the unknown. Surrender to me, and your strength will be renewed. And after a time, the tiny rebel surrendered and found the night's counsel true. And rain and sky and grassy fields all sang, "Behold, your very strength to fly has never been your own. Look to the source of all power if you would conquer fear and weakness." And the bird answered, "Where can I find that source?" And they answered, "Seek it in the farthest depths of being, in your own self." Thus, gradually, the bird entered that third stage of the journey, which is called the quest. We now, like that little bird, have come to realize that buffeting winds are life's way of giving us strength and courage, that even fear, like shadows on a statue, gives light and substance to hope. From the depths of unknowing, Lord, we cry out to thee. Is there no lasting purpose in our lives? Behold, all that we thought was light was but darkness. Who are we in reality? For what end were we made? Ever and again, through your awakened suns, the answer comes, the forming of stars and moons and planets, of galaxies revolving on the tides of space, of drifting continents, upheaving mountains, snowy wastes and dark, silent ocean deeps. Had but this for its design, the birth of life, and with life's birth, the dawn of self-awareness. Passage through dim corridors of waking consciousness to emerge at last into infinite light, into perfect joy. O children of light, forsake the darkness. Please stand. Know that forever you and he are one. Raise your hands. And chanting Om, ask that the power of God replenish you in body, mind, and soul.
God is delusion in the mind. God is a bondage with the dawn of new freedom. God is delusion.
Such, O Lord, was your promise. Would you delight? Gaze upon this light as a symbol of God's love. A prayer of love went up from earth and you responded. A ray of your light flashed out from the heart of infinity, burst downward through night skies of consciousness, and was born on earth for the redemption of mankind in human form. Many times as that light descended, drawn to earth by the call of aspiring love, your chosen people have always been those of every race and nation who with deep love chose thee. Please pray with me. O Lord, with all my heart,
with all my mind,
with all my soul,
and
with all my strength,
I choose thy love.
I choose only thee. The infinite Christ consciousness, the only begotten, has come down anew to earth for the salvation of mankind. When we need you, Lord, our beloved, you descend. Our human griefs, your love alone can mend. By proud indifference unaffected, though eternally rejected, you remain our friend. High in the Himalaya, eyes filled with divine love, Jesus appeared to the great master Babaji. The lights on the high altar of my church, he said, have been growing dim. Though still lit on lower altars of good works, the noble taper of inner communion with the Lord burns low and is ill attended. Let us together, united in Christ's love, set lights ablaze on that high altar once again. Thus, a new ray of light was sent to earth through the great masters of this path. Greater can no love be than this, from a life of infinite joy and freedom in God, willingly to embrace limitation, pain, and death for the salvation of mankind. Such ever has been the sacrifice of the great masters for the world. Here then is the fourth and last stage of the soul's long journey through time and space, the redemption. Lord, we offer up the little light that is in us into thy blazing light of infinity. Grant us the grace to know thee and make us ever increasingly pure channels of thy love to all.